All right. Welcome. Oh, let's turn this back on. So, Stab. Hey. Hey, I'm not John Ross, am I? I'm not at all. I'm either an upgrade or a downgrade, depending on your tastes. So I'm going to start things off, and welcome to Stab, everybody.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
All right.
Oh, look at all those people. Thunderous applause. Oh, it's overwhelming. You're live. Oh, it's too much.
Stab.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That beats me. Welcome to Stab, everybody. Let's bring out your guests. How about that? Coming out to the stage first, Alfonso Portella. Joining him, Evan Nyarati.
Yes!
That's my name. So much energy.
And last and certainly least,
it's Ben Rice. Woo! Ben Rice.
I got Ben Rice. It's so crazy.
Ben Rice.
Yay!
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes. Oh. It's the kind of energy only a show starting 25 minutes late can provide. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you all so much for being here. Welcome to Stab. I'm Jesse Jones, filling in for John Ross, who is off on vacation, learning how to read a calendar. Somebody needs to invest in Google Calendars, something, perhaps. Let's get started. John Alston told you how the game works. To do that, we're going to have to meet our guest. First up, stand-up comedian, musician, coffee artiste, Alfonso Portella.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi. Hello. Hey. Hello. Thank
Welcome,
you.
Welcome, Alfonso.
Thank you for that applause.
Welcome. How are things?
Great.
Yeah?
They're great.
Are they?
Can't you feel it?
I can.
Can't you feel how great this is?
I can.
Right? Huh?
I mean, it's better now.
Right? It's great.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Spirits are high.
I can feel
it. That's too much.
Spirits are high in here.
Yeah, we've done too much of that.
Not only the spirits.
Yeah. So I did a little digging on Obscurapedia this afternoon for facts on each of our guests and came away with some interesting stuff. For example, I'm not sure how many of you know this, but Alfonso Portella holds the North American record for most bumper pool tables eaten in one sitting.
How did you find that out?
It's Obscurapedia.
How did you?
All the obscure facts about all the obscure people.
That's
Obscurapedia.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks.
Secondly, we have, in his firstly appearance on Stab, sketchwriter stand-up, and probably a third thing, Evan Nyarati.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I've been trying to figure out the mic stand for a little while. But
you
thank
can,
you.
You can, raise
thank
it, you. You can raise it up. You're sort of hunched over, and it's hurting my back.
Raise the roof. I'm trying. So.
Whatever you need to do.
I'll do
there
this.
You go. There you go. Just a little twist.
Yes.
There you are.
That's the stuff.
Obviously right. Not a seasoned stand-up. Hasn't worked out how the mic stand.
They've just had like the mic on the ground.
That's
and
like
then
four
I pick
years
it up.
To get that mic stand game down.
Yeah, man,
that's advanced stand-up.
It's a long haul.
Sure. Evan, the fun fact that I learned about Evan. Evan Nyarati's inseam is 94 inches. And his torso is actually an optical illusion.
It may not look like it's 94. Most of it is in the fourth dimension.
Yeah, it's folded. Each of his legs are folded up three times. I think.
A telescope.
Welcome, Evan.
Thank you.
And lastly, it's been a while. Mr. Yes. Ben Rice.
Thank you for having me.
You don't get any applause. Oh, no, you do. They were waiting. Welcome back.
Thank you.
It has been a little while. I keep seeing your face because I'm editing TV episodes.
And it's gorgeous. You can't look away.
No.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
It's a train wreck of a face.
We were a trio of glazed gentlemen. Just no powder on that set.
No.
It was It was terrible.
Sad jaws.
Yeah.
Very
it,
sad.
It was a progression of receding hairlines between me, Ben Rice, and Stephen Ferris on a panel.
Yeah.
That's just the evolution of hair loss. And I hate to think that I'm Homo erectus. meaning the furthest along of it.
The least far along? Well,
yeah. Yeah, somebody got my smart loss. Joke.
He has less hair than us.
Yes. It's 11 at night. People are too tired for smart jokes right now.
One person got it. That's all I shoot for.
Oh, okay. Thank
Always
you.
If it lands for one, then I've succeeded. Yeah. Ben Rice, as many of you probably know, has homemade recordings of every sexual conquest he's ever had.
Just audio.
Wait. You're getting ahead of me.
Whoop.
All preserved on one standard play audio casingle. Yeah.
Yeah.
You were in my head, Ben Rice.
Damn it.
All right, now that we've met everybody, let's get started. I'm going to turn this down so it doesn't blow it out.
Stab is not orange.
Oh, new production elements. Actually, we've had them for a long time. John just doesn't put anything on his laptop. Oh, wait.
Weary sigh.
All right. First segment. This was Today Once. On this day, several things happened, as they do on days throughout the years. We gave each of these folks a couple things to celebrate, and we'll hear how they did. Alfonso! I shouldn't yell into the mic because I don't know how it's registering back there.
Alfonso!
Yep.
On this date, in 1885, American sharpshooter Annie Oakley was hired by Nate Salisbury to be a part of Buffalo Bill's Wild West. The Wild West show. Not like the part of the Wild West. She was
I'm
already.
Familiar.
Then, on this date, 2005, Snuppy becomes the world's first cloned dog. How did you honor these two events?
Well, the thing is, the question should be what I should have done to honor this day, only because I only knew that today was the 130th anniversary of Mama Oakley's beginning with Buffalo Bill's Wild West. And what I would normally do to celebrate this day is every year I go into a Buffalo Wild Wings brandishing a rifle, and I shoot chicken wings out of people's hands as they're eating them. With just as much precision and accuracy as Mama Oakley would have had if she was cross-eyed and also never shot a gun before. But that's what I would have normally done, but I didn't do that this year because I just got this prompt last night, and I didn't know about Snuppy. I had no idea, and if I had known, I was just bummed out because I would have booked a flight to Seoul, South Korea, to go to the Seoul National University where Snuppy lives, and shot her in the face. Because man cannot play God, okay? Man can't play God. Man can't decide what can be created and what can be taken away. But I didn't do that tonight. Today I just kind of slept mostly and had a sandwich. That's all I did today. So
all right.
Yeah,
all right. Good job, Alfonso Portella. Evan, I am pronouncing your last name correctly.
Yes, Nairati. It rhymes with Maserati. If you need to think of a way to remember it.
Somebody's had to say that for years, haven't they?
No, actually, no. That's a recent thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because people would mispronounce it, and I just go, it's close enough. But like with the rhyming dictionary, I was able to learn that it's like, it rhymes with Maserati. Cool. It's actually like a cool thing.
Well, before that recent discovery, how did you correct people?
I just didn't.
Ah. You were just meek before.
I was weak and trod upon. Yeah. I just they would
but
say
now
like,
you know your name rhymes with Maserati, so you're badass.
I'm stunting it, selling it everywhere. Like they go like Nierity, Nyarity. I
didn't care this much. Evan
Fair enough.
Evan Maserati. On this Thank date you. In 1184 BC, it was the traditional date assigned to the fall of Troy. So this date in 1184. Troy fell. Guess what else? Also on this date, 1967, cosmonaut Vladimir Komarov. Komarov. I prepared just as much as John does. Vladimir Komarov dies in Soyuz 1. God damn me. Soyuz 1. When its parachute fails to open, he is the first human to die during a space mission. Fall of Troy. Russian cosmonaut dies. Same day, only several hundred years apart.
It's a conspiracy.
So what did you do to celebrate these two things?
I like the show because I learned things. Okay, well, as we all know, Fall of Troy is a post-hardcore math rock band from northwestern Washington. Not Seattle, but Mulcateo of legend. Fall of Troy consists of Thomas Erek, guitars, vocals, keyboard, Andrew Forsman, drums, and Tim Ward, bass and screamed vocals. The band was active from 2002 to 2010 when the band briefly broke up. This was known as the fall of the Fall of Troy. A dark day for Western civilization indeed. Where would the people of the more inland Pacific Northwest go for intricate time signatures and screamo lyrics? This would not stand. Thus, Athena, Greek goddess of wisdom, took it upon herself to intercede on our mortal behalves. She spoke to Tim Ward, who was living in Idaho then, and said, "Stop making shitty music in Idaho and get the band back together." Ward did thus. She then went to Forsman, who was in some dive bar local band, and said, "Come on, man, you used to tour." Forsman packed up his drums and went with the two. Next, the three went to Eric's house, and when he saw that he was pretty much outvoted, they put the band back together, and thus the West was saved. As for the astronaut thing, I celebrated that by making sure to cancel my skydiving tickets.
Evan Nairati, everybody? Maserati?
Thank you.
Nairati? Nairobi?
Cosmonaut?
Cosmonauti. Evan Cosmonauti.
Cosmonauti.
Ben Rice.
Yes.
Today is World Day for Laboratory Animals.
Okay.
World Day for Laboratory Animals. Yesterday was just World Day, or a couple days ago, something like that.
Earth Day.
Laboratory Animals. Or Earth Day. Well, World Day, Earth Day, isn't that the same?
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Carry on.
I stand corrected. World Day for Laboratory Animals is today. Everybody celebrated by, I'm not going to steal anything you might have said. You know what else? On this day in 1982, Kelly Clarkson, American singer, songwriter, producer, and actress, was born. Yeah.
Oh, it's her birthday?
Yep. Apparently.
Oh, happy birthday, Kelly Clarkson.
Go show.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
Somebody only read their parts of the show.
I only focus on what's about me.
Yeah. Fair enough. So, World Day for Laboratory Animals, Kelly Clarkson's birthday. What did you do?
I believe mine was How's About That?
It was How's About That, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, you need it. You need
otherwise,
it
won't make sense. I didn't do any of these
okay.
things.
Okay. So, How's About That, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Laboratory Animals. Much like singer Kelly Clarkson, are incredibly underrated and underappreciated. While Clarkson may get 122 million views for a music video from a song I'd never heard of until I Googled Kelly Clarkson singles, lab animals have compiled a staggering amount of medical and scientific breakthroughs, including cures for diseases, growing spare animal parts, being cloned, and giving us the very best in non-lethal artificial colorings. Today is the day they're given their due. And the day someone who won American fucking Idol was born. After more research, sorry rats, monkeys, apes, sheep, mice, children of anti-vaxxers, using that term so loosely, it turns out Kelly, a longtime asthma sufferer, actually wrote a very sweet press release about how much lab animals mean to her. Because you got tested on and grew weird tumors and got addicted to drugs and died, now I look pretty when I wear mascara and lip gloss for all the boys my milkshake brings to the yard or whatever. Thanks, lab rats. You did not die in vain. You died for my vanity. Because since you've been gone, I can breathe for the first time. I'm still moving on. Yeah, yeah. Thanks to you, now I get what I want. Since you've been gone.
Ben Rice.
Stab needs $20
on
Thursday.
Yeah, there it is.
Stab's good for it.
Yeah, man, you should do something else. You should do that.
Take that, John Ross. I didn't open the show with singing.
Well, you did. I mean,
it
wouldn't be a Ben Rice appearance without some fucking musical tribute.
Yep.
Wait, does John open the show by singing?
No, I do. Like every time.
I believe every show Ben Rice has sung. that was This Was Today Once. Segment two, reorganization. A fan favorite? No. Okay.
Some fans.
Yeah, they're not fans. They're soon to be fans. Probably not. Reorganization. In honor of the new Star Wars trailer, please take this existing acronym and reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who or what does it now represent? In honor of the new Star Wars trailer, the acronym for today is C-3PO. C-3PO. So what does C-3PO now stand for? Who does it now represent? Alfonso Portela.
So it's actually not pronounced, it's not pronounced C-3PO. The C next to a 3, if it's typed out, it would be this way for you guys. Actually, you know what? I have...
Do you have visual aids?
Yeah, no. I got this.
He does.
So like a C next to a 3, if you turn it this way, it looks kind of like a bunny. Oh. You see that? You see that? Looks kind of like a bunny.
It does. It does.
Are you guys all getting this? You could
science.
Is that what you're getting? Looks like a bunny. So
it's a totally visual thing.
It's not C.
It's good. That's gonna play.
It looks like a
bunny. It's not C-3PO. It's what it is. Is it's bunny people outlet. All right. And what this is it's a store that you can go to. It's great. Jesse knows. I have a lot of rabbits. I have a lot of bunnies, mm-hmm. and I like to go there. And what it is they have like you know. Rabbit food, rabbit toys. They have education classes for your rabbits. You know, they can learn tricks and stuff. There's a restaurant that serves rabbit also that they have
that
where you can eat rabbit.
Point.
Yeah, you can have that. They have rabbit hunting and butchering classes also if you're into that sort of thing. So, like, you know, I like to go to the restaurant and I like to order some rabbit soup or something after I bring my rabbit to get a toy for him and just look at him while I'm eating him. Just like, that's right, fucking humans are number one, right? Yeah. Rabbits aren't nothing. And then I eat his relatives in front of him. But yeah, that's what C-3PO stands for in the future. Rabbit people outlet.
Place seems to have a mixed purpose. I don't know. It's confusing.
It's to cater to all kinds of rabbit people.
Oh, all kinds of rabbit people. I got it. Evans.
Yes.
C-3PO.
All righty. So C-3PO means chill penguin periodically ponders. Ooh la la. For some reason, I wrote it like advertising copy. I don't know. We'll see. Francois is one chill penguin. And I don't just mean because he lives in the Arctic. Goddamn! You see, Francois is chill because he has accepted the fact that one day he will die. He's seen the effects of climate change, and this flightless seabird is no dingus. Rapidly shrinking ice shelves, dwindling populations of amphibious mammals, and increased tourism to the South Pole have got this penguin thinking, hell is other species. But this doesn't mean Francois has given up. Far from it! Accepting the indifferent maw that is eternity has freed this penguin from his day-to-day worries and given him more time to ponder the infinite. He's no longer concerned with how his penguin boss views him, if his penguin car is the right model, or if his dick is indeed big enough. Now Francois can be seen wandering the frozen winterscape, cigarette in flipper, while wearing a stylish beret and occasionally sighing. So if you're planning to visit the browning snowfields of the Antarctic this summer, take some time to look for the continent's newest nihilist. We're sure you'll want to tell all your new friends about this new C-3PO.
Evan, C-3PO.
I have no explanation.
What were the other two? I missed the other two P's.
The
cool
two P's.
Penguin.
Oh,
pondering.
Chill penguin periodically ponders.
Ah, yes.
Comma,
yes.
Ooh la la.
Chill penguin periodically ponders. Because it's three P's, guys.
Yes, because yes. Like there's C.
Yeah,
all right, one guy.
C-3P. Yeah.
See, it's a really good joke if you have to explain it. It's comedy 101.
You didn't have to explain it. I chose to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Dick move.
So that's on me. Yeah. I was working it out myself. I was basking. I was just letting it roll around the back of my tongue. Is that how you taste? I don't know.
basking on your tongue?
I don't know.
That's how rabbits taste.
I'm half smart. Don't let me fool you. Ben Rice. Right. Also, surprise, surprise, C3PO.
All right. C3PO now stands for Caught Three Pokemon Only. A collective of wannabe geeks who want to do unhip things, then realize those things aren't interesting. They're just boring. So they stop doing them almost immediately. The only pocket monster I'm interested in is mine.
Reorganization.
Stab rolled its charger into a ditch.
That was reorganization. Applause break. Okay. No, I don't need your pity. Take your pity and shove it up your ass. And your woos. Your woos and a claps. Oh, I'm not endearing myself to the crowd.
No. You should just get up. I like woos and claps. I'm down with woos and claps.
Oh.
The rest of
like
us.
We all like
them. Stab you.
Pandering. Pandering's good, though.
Look,
why don't I
it's
pander
a podcast,
more?
Buddy.
It is. all right. Moving on, then. Segment 3. The top 5 Google searches of... Please compose the top 5 Google searches from the perspective of a Kelly Clarkson backup singer. In honor of Miss Kelly's.
Did you say why?
Yeah.
Why not?
We all thought that exact thing.
This show is built on why. Most of the time we write something and if it makes us say why, we stick with it. Because the why might surprise you. Or bore you. We'll see. So, going one at a time, the top five Google searches of Kelly Clarkson, birthday girl, Kelly Clarkson's backup singers. Alfonso.
Jesse mentioned that I play the drums. I do play music. I have a lot of friends who play music. And I have one friend, and she was a backup singer for Kelly Clarkson, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, so we were hanging out, and... a few weeks ago, and the other night, I broke into her house, and I stole her computer. So I actually have her laptop computer, and I actually just looked at what her last Google searches were, as opposed to making them up, because, I mean, she's a real person. It's a good gig. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. So she was just... She searched Joe Cocker, background singers. That makes sense. He had great background singers. Background singer documentary. There's a documentary about background singers. Yeah, I don't know if
really
you guys
good.
Have seen it. It's really good. Kelly Clarkson falls and breaks foot video. She actually searched for that a few times. She was really into that one. What drives people to kill? And then Alfonso Portella's Facebook page. So that's all. That's all she was Googling. So that's it. That's what she had. It's the truth.
I mean, I believe you since you have her actual laptop. You went
yeah,
to all
actually,
those pains.
I really did. Yeah. It was really hard to do.
Evan, top 5 Google searches of Kelly's backup singers.
So Alfonso just proved that he's way cooler than anybody now.
Like, well, yeah, he knows one of Kelly Clarkson.
I did not
yeah,
know
I
that.
Break into houses.
Yeah.
Well,
so
and that
cool.
too. He's a criminal.
Yeah. Yes, so cool. I meant the crime, not the other thing. Like I said, I like the show because I learn things. All right. So top 5 Google searches for a Kelly Clarkson backup singer. Famous backup singers, comma, any? Hand clapping fatigue physical therapy? Flashy yet subtle neck jewelry? How to get stage crew to stop hitting on you? And is Clay Aiken hiring? The end.
Yeah. Well done. Ben Wright. Oh, yeah, sure.
Thanks, guy in the back.
You? Yeah. Oh, they stopped. Ben Rice. Google searches. Kelly Clarkson, go. Backup singer. Backup singer, Google.
Backup singer turned pop sensation? Number 2. Backup singers turned star duo? Backup singers turned underappreciated jazz trio? Backup singers barbershop quartet? Backup singers not dying penniless, sad and alone?
Stab is a briefcase full of lunch meat.
All right. Top five Google searches. Everybody, good times had by all. We've got two more segments. Yes? Everybody wrote two more?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Z.
Segment four, movie makeup.
Movie makeup.
Fan favorite. Woo. Or not.
That was all of us on stage wooing.
Well, you guys are fans. Movie makeup. Here we gave made-up movie titles to each of these folks and asked them to give a synopsis based off of the provided titles. Any genre, action, adventure, what have you. Alfonso, you were given What You Got There, the T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E. Mm-hmm. Somebody was writing these in a hurry. Or just doesn't know grammar for shit.
Or did it on purpose and doesn't want to make any sense.
Oh, I didn't think that he could be crafty. He's not.
No.
Evan.
Oh.
You had Spinach Dip This.
Yes.
And Ben Rice, you were given the movie title, Why Our Beloved Sex God / Host. He put the / in the wrong
sexy
place.
God.
John Ross missed this show. Mm. Why did Sex / God host John Ross miss this show? He can't even give his own compliments correctly.
Yeah.
Douche. Oh, he's going to come back. That's all right. So we'll start with Alfonso. What you got there?
What you got there, T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E, is a documentary about the rampant poor grammar among the youth of the nation. In this film, we take an in-depth look at the speech patterns of today and why it is all Barack Obama's fault. It strives to answer questions like, what, Barack Hussein Obama can just act cool and say cool words and we're just gonna let him? And who's tired of this shit? Let's take back our country! And other things of the like. James Woods and Dean Cain present What You Got There. That's it.
Yay.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alfonso Portella. It's seamless on audio.
Don't explain it.
Thank you, Alfonso.
Listener guess.
Evan.
Yes.
You were given Spinach Dip This.
All right. Spinach Dip This. This summer, strap yourself in for the folate-infused ride of your life. Jaw-dropping, heart-stopping action and suspense with a little nutritional awareness thrown in. It's Soylent Green meets Fast and Furious 7 meets The Terminator meets Love Actually. Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Zach Galifianakis in Spinach Dip This, directed by Martin Scorsese. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is a chemical engineer for one of the biggest agriculture corporations in America. He has a wife and two kids, a six-figure job, and a sweet-ass convertible. Things couldn't possibly get any better. But after a freak accident caused by his bumbling lab assistant Galifianakis, the top-secret chemical fuel the two were working on has mutated into a sentient and all-consuming spinach beast. Now it's up to the duo to drive full speed across the country to stop the monster from killing the president. And even though the two don't get along, they may not only save the world, but save their friendship. Get the director's cut to see the unedited gay bareback sex scene. Spinach Dip This, your daily serving of adrenaline.
Spinach Dip This, Evan Iron.
All right.
Well done. Full serving of adrenaline.
Not a half.
Ben Rice, tell us, what is the movie entitled Why Our Beloved Sex / God Host, John Ross Missed This Show, about?
All right. This is a road movie. Road movie.
Sure.
No one here seems to have noticed or even really cared that John Ross was gone tonight.
No.
Much like how you failed to notice that Renee Zellweger hasn't been around since 2004. Hmm. To prove my point, I shall read the plot synopsis to 2010's My Own Love Song, starring Zellweger, Nick Nolte, and Forrest Whitaker. A movie that none of you knew existed until now, and that none of you would have seen anyway. It will be just as magical and life-affirming as divorcee John Ross going to some wedding in San Diego. Feel free to stop me at any point in time. This is taken directly from Wikipedia.
All right.
I apologize for any poor language skills. In Marysville, Kansas, a paralyzed former singer, Jane, argues with her stuttering friend, Joey, about his belief that he can talk to the invisible world. One day, as she's out for some physiotherapy treatment, he messes up her house while searching for a book about angels that he had lent her, but that she has not read. Frightening the neighbors, he is taken by the police to a hospital, where an angry Jane briefly visits. The following night, Joey escapes from his room and comes back to his friend's house in order to tidy it up as she sleeps. While he cleans everything up, he finds a letter from her young son inviting her to his upcoming communion in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where he lives with his adoptive family. Later on, as she has woken up, he asks her if he can spend the night on the couch. Key plot point. In the morning, the police knock on Jane's door and ask her if the escapee is in her house. She hesitates, but eventually tells them that he's left. Decided not to go back to the psychiatric hospital nor to prison. Joey then begs Jane to join him on a planned trip to New Orleans, where a celebrated author writing about angels is due to hold a conference. The engine heats up and their car explodes. They buy a new one, but this one is stolen. Then they board a coach. And while Jane sleeps, Joey meets a young lady named Billy by helping her find her wedding ring on the floor. She tells him her husband has disappeared without giving an address. We can stop now. It just goes on. It just goes on. What? I haven't finished reading this, and I've tried like 8 times.
Wait, is that a real thing?
That's a real movie.
No.
That's a movie.
Whoa.
Yeah. Road movie.
Well, yeah, it was great. I loved it. I'm really bummed out. Why don't you?
Somebody bought a house with that script.
I love that movie.
That's just that guy's life. That's just like, great. This is my last weekend. I'll write a movie about it, and then I'll pay off my student debt.
But you're right. More compelling than John Ross's trip.
Yeah. Nailed it. You're welcome.
Wow. You don't want to read any more of it?
What's it called?
You want me to read more?
No, I don't.
It is called My Own Love Song.
And who's in it?
Renee Zellweger.
Okay.
Forrest Whitaker as Joey. And Nick Nolte, as I assume the adopted father. I didn't get that far.
That's just whoever wasn't working on something else. Yeah. And they're like, I need a house payment. I got to do something. Wow. Yeah.
It was good good. Renee Zellweger didn't make another movie until 2014.
Stab bought the goddamn popsicles.
It's true. You're welcome for the popsicles. Mm-hmm. That was movie makeup. Well done. Well done, gentlemen. And finally, our last segment. I know. I'm sad, too.
Aww.
Yeah. Again, all of the reaction coming from the stage. Not sad at all. All right, last segment. Write an erotic poem about it. Fan favorite.
Woo!
For real this time.
Took you 5 segments to get your goddamn cue right. I appreciate it. Write an erotic poem about it. You gentlemen were given topics to write erotic poems about. Obviously, that makes sense. That's how we've been doing everything tonight. It would have been weird if we'd done it differently. Alfonso, you were asked to write an erotic poem about Nutella. Evan, you were asked to write an erotic poem about Uri Day.
Uri Day.
Uri Day.
Uri Day.
E-R-R-Y.
Day.
Day. Uri Day. Ben Rice, an erotic poem about mice with lice.
Hmm. Good.
Alfonso Portella, Nutella.
Okay. I fuck jars of Nutella. And I think my girl knows. I got Nutella in my hair. I got Nutella in my clothes. Some hoes are more discreet, but they aren't as sweet. I can't sleep. I fucked Nutella and it's fucking up my sheets. It ain't enough, she makes a treat out of everything I'm eating, but I'm reaching for that spread when my penis needs a beating. Hazelnut nuts is what's up. I know it's fucked up, but listen, it's a come up if you're down to clean the come up. My girl won't understand it, she can and won't even try. She'll never know the feeling Nutella gives me inside, cause this is who I am. I'm just this fella, a lone gangster. who fucks jars of Nutella.
So you didn't have to write that for tonight. That's been in a book somewhere just waiting to be read.
No. I spent all of the time on this show. I was like, oh, rap about Nutella? Yes. Fuck all the other prompts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it shows.
Oh, man. Hazelnut nuts is what's up.
Well done, Alfonso. Well done.
Thank you.
Evan.
Erday. Okay.
Erotic poem.
Erotic poem.
Erday.
Wait. I'm going to fold it in half. So that I can
get a
like
reaction.
A hot dog, which is also erotic. All right. All right. What is time but an illusion of space? And girl, I want my lips all over your face. I'm not tripping. Girl, I'm barely sipping on this wine. Erday. I had a key made to come over to your house, because that's the modern way to say I want to be your spouse. And girl, I won't be sitting, because you know I will be hitting that ass Erday. Did you put the seat down Erday? You gonna act like a sex clown, Erday? Do you wanna come over, Erday? Do you wanna be my lover, Erday? Erday. Oh, Erday. You are the sexiest word. And man, Erday, you are the best I've ever heard. Won't find us in a thesaurus, and the preacher will implore us to stop banging on the altar, but you know we will not falter. I'm gonna impregnate you, Erday! and we'll have tiny syllable babies someday. Thank you.
Erday.
Erday.
By Evan. Thank you, Evan.
Thank you.
For Erday. Ben Rice, one of the sexiest subjects I could think of.
Mm.
Have you written an erotic poem about mice with lice?
Thank you. Yeah. Your eyebrows furrow in that sexy little way I love as tiny mites burrow into your skin, white as a dove. I saw an albino vulture chewing through a field mouse, an allegory on our racist culture. Separating mice and Negroes, field from house. And as deeply ingrained as our racial biases are, that's how deep my love is for you.
All right.
Like a cross burned upon a lawn, to another I could never belong. So dig your disgusting teeth through my fur and underneath. It's a symbiotic relationship where my blood feeds your lust and your blood feeds my love. And from dust we were born, and to dust we shall return. Little dust mites, little lust bites, little mice with lice.
Ben Rice, Evan Nairati, Alfonso Portella. Stab is over. But, if you guys have any sort of plugs. Alfonso, Twitter, shows, what do you got going on?
Follow me on Twitter, Fonzie Portella, FONZIEPORTELA. And then I perform a lot, so I post shows on there. So, yeah.
Cool. Alfonso? Evan, what do you got?
Follow me on Twitter. I am at Wasted Nuggets. If you have trouble remembering it, just think of nuggets, but wasted. I am in the sketch show, bi-weekly sketch show, every second and fourth Friday here, as well as the sketch review, which is every first Friday. But now it's like alternating months. It's on the website. You can look it up there.
SatComedySpot.com.
Yeah, SatComedySpot.com. Hashtag SatComedySpot. And I'm also going to be in the Apple show, the stand-up Apple show.
Apple Tree.
Another thing I've never done before.
That's a cool show.
So
it is.
Come see that. Thank you.
Ben Rice, or Evan Iroddy. Yes, I didn't want to cut off your applause. Ben Rice, what is it that you are doing?
Lots of stuff, doing lots of comedy all over the area and north and south of here.
You got a Twitter?
Follow me on Twitter, at comedian Ben Rice, and check out my Facebook, ben.thrice. embarrassing time in my life. Thank you. Thank you for coming out.
All right, everybody. That has been Stab. Fake. No, yeah. Do it. Yeah. Check us out. Subscribe. Listen on iTunes, Stitcher. We're on SoundCloud, too. We got YouTube clips. We're on Davis Access Television. We're here and there. Stab4Gold. Stab4Gold.com. Check us out online, Facebook, Twitter, @StabShow. Play along every day. It's good times. Thanks for coming out, everybody.